Kitchen. Get in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
A record-breaking box office this long Thanksgiving weekend. The Hunger Games Catching Fire took in $110.2 million, breaking the old record of $82.4 million set by Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. But Disney's Frozen earned $93 million, so it not only beat Harry, it also set the record for the top Thanksgiving debut of all time.
Number 4.
According to Radar Online, Dancing with the Stars producers are thinking about doing a season with nothing but Academy Award winners. Reportedly, they've set their sights on Renee Zellweger, figuring if they can land one, the rest will come.
Number 3.
I much preferred the rumor that Miranda Kerr was hooking up with Leonardo DiCaprio, but the rumor is now that Miranda is seeing the richest man in Australia, a billionaire named James Packer. 3 months ago, he broke up with his model wife. 2 months ago, Miranda and Orlando Bloom announced their marriage was over. But here's the thing. These couples have been long-term friends. They even vacationed together last year in Tahiti.
Number 2.
Joe Jonas is airing all his dirty laundry to Vulture.com. He says when he was 17 or 18, he was peer pressured into smoking pot by Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato. He also says he lost his virginity when he was 20, which is when he was dating Twilight star Ashley Green.
Number 1.
Paul Walker passed away Saturday in a fiery one-car crash outside of Los Angeles. He was only 40 years old and leaves behind a 15-year-old daughter. Now, Paul was in the middle of filming Fast and Furious 7, and according to The Hollywood Reporter, there will be a delay in production, but the movie will not be scrapped. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.